Our God is a God of surprises. And when we open ourselves to his surprises, we are richly blessed. Now, for the most part, probably a lot of us don't like surprises. Reasons might be that we're creatures of habit. Or maybe it gives us a sense of comfort to do things in a habit way. Or maybe even a sense of control. I would be the first to admit that I love routine, I love structure in my life, both my home life and my church life. And for me, it's a rhythm that makes me a happy camper. But we need to be always cautious to recognize that being in a rut is not the same thing as having rhythm in our life. When a car gets stuck in a rut, the wheels are moving, but not the car. And life can be like that. Busy doing this and that, exhausted from all that activity, and still be in a rut, and not a happy camper. God desires to write the music that sets the rhythm for our lives, and within that rhythm, there are going to be surprises. Could it be anything else? God loves us the way we are, but loves us too much to let us stay where we are. So you might say, if God loves me the way I am, why do I need to change? And maybe some of you can make a list of things that you don't feel need to be changed. But you and I, as God's baptized people, are called, like little Cadence in a few minutes, into discipleship, a lifetime of seeking to know God's will for our life and obedience in following where he leads. That never changes us. We never come to a time of arrival. We're always seeking and called to obey. Seeking and following are action words. Faith always seeks. Faith always follows. So change is inevitable. Today we commemorate John the Baptist. Remember his simple yet profound message. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the highway for the Lord. His message to challenge us all to look at our life. Is there anything that needs to be changed so that the Lord can enter in? The challenge is also for his church. We must never be satisfied with the status quo, but always in movement to know God's will in this time, in this place. We just sang the church is one foundation. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's not about us. The church is the Lord's, and it is a new creation. The church, with our Lutheran Reformation roots, is always in a state of change and reform. We as a congregation, 148 years old, and even within the last 25 years, we've shared a lot of surprises, challenges, but they all led to blessings. Always experiencing God's Spirit moving in tangible ways to bless us. In our text we read, when it was time to name their son. Everyone thought the child's name was going to be Zechariah like his father. No, his name shall be John, which means God's precious gift. And the people wondered, what then will become of this child? For indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon him. People can ask about this of us as well. What will this church become? For indeed, the hand of the Lord has been a part of their ministry. God has made the impossible possible for Zechariah and Elizabeth. And God has made what seemed impossible possible here at St. Paul. Shout, shout, shout it out. how good God has been to us. That's even more fantastic. And what is even more fantastic, there is more to come. More surprises, more blessings, more impossibilities becoming possible. I have found this in my own life journey. I'm amazed at where my journey has been as God has taken me. And I believe as long as I have breath, He will still have something for me to do. Life is never over until our death. Life is never over. It's just different. And that is true for any time life changes for us. God takes what we think is impossible and makes it possible. None of us knows what tomorrow holds individually or as the church family. However, our past experience has been, we know that God is faithful and will continue to be our companion in all of our tomorrows. You see, it's because it's not about us. It's not about a pastor. It's not about you. It is about our God who is faithful in leading us. We live in a busy world, and much of that we create ourselves. And it's so easy to forget to take time to reflect on our life. Do we really believe that our being here is an accident? Do we believe that God has no plan for our life? I've discovered that even people of faith sometimes don't take the time to think about that God is calling them to share their faith and to carry out His mission. And that's exactly how God has chosen to work His plan of salvation for the world. It doesn't matter that we don't feel we know enough. It doesn't matter that we don't think we're good enough. It doesn't matter if we don't feel comfortable enough. The bottom line, it's not about us. We give it to the Lord. Whenever you're asked to do something, simply say to yourself, okay, Lord, you want me to do this? You're going to have to help me. And if we take those steps, if we take that step, we will be surprised at the opportunities He places in our lives to share in our unique ways. When the people heard the event surrounding John's birth, they wondered, what then will this child become? For indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon him. The hand of the Lord means the power of the Lord. The power of the Lord is given to each and every one of us in the waters of holy baptism. And if you've ever said, what if she was a record of over and over and over again, you can say it was baptism. And in just a few minutes, these words are prayed over little cadence, and they're with us as we're confirmed and join the church, the same words of empowerment. Pour your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and the joy in your presence. Now, does that sound like empowerment for life or what? Question. Will we recognize the power in our lives, in our ministry together? Shout, shout, shout it out what God has done. Empowered by what He has done for us brings us here today. But it doesn't stop there. It's shout, shout what He is doing and what all possibilities are yet before us. May our daily prayer be, come Holy Spirit and fill us and use us. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen.